Simon Shinud Beis, Sif Ches Yud, finishing up Anitzach Lenakov Mamekin Eich B'Shavis. And once again, most of these things are not so negea. Using the facilities outside in the field, your friend's field, your own field. However, there is an interesting halacha which is brought down here in Sif Ches, and that is that they would have like suppositories, or some like suppositories, or things that are similar to suppositories, that they would help a person in a time of constipation, and they would sometimes leave it inside of their body. Now, there's a question of whether or not you're allowed to go outside with the things inside your body. It's a balua. So Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber says, Aser lotes bebarza afilo tchuva kulu beguf. And Mishnah Berurah's masbir, since you take it in and out all the time, therefore it doesn't come tafel to the goof. However, if you swallow something, and now it's balua, then it is tafel to the goof, and there's no problem going out with something which is swallowed. Some people do that in the olden days, Margolias. They wanted to hide their precious jewels, they would swallow them. Not exactly sure what happened afterwards. But that was the way, yeah, I presume, but it had a... Malaketes serim vein golia behema. So that would not be considered a problem of hitzah, that would be considered balua. The poiskim, the practical application that the poiskim extrapolate from here is with regard to a woman with a meich dochu, which is partially balua in her body. However, very often there is part which is sticking out. Is that considered a problem? Is that a problem of hitzah? Many poiskim bring down. Shlomo Zalman brings down. This, that they, yeah, but they always take it in and take it out. You saying? It was a problem. Yeah. So the question is, maybe over there, since it was always taken in and taken out, therefore we don't look at tafel to the goof. However, but when it comes to a meich dochuk, many of the Heintek Poiskim are machmer not to go out with it. However, Ramesha brings down in Gimel Mem Zayin at the end, he wants to say that Me'ikar Adin, it is not a problem. He ends off, he goes back and forth, and he says Me'ikar Adin, it's not a problem. Havaitza. He says... V'chein yesh tam gadol de baitza kazu shubibes astarim de mata she'ein derech lahitzi klal derech sham u'milsad le'shchicha sh'legazu v'arabana ha'peshamis koshki min ha'shmashis shal har b'inyani mishwusim le'gazu min ha'shmashis. We call mocking kivin shleim atzinu ze beferish leheter min aroy lahachmer kol zman shein lan aroy bru leheter. He says, Lamais, we don't find anywhere that it's mutter, therefore you should machmer. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes the svara and says it exactly fakert. He says, if we didn't find anyone that answers, then we're going to say that it's mutter. Because this is something that was negea to every woman every month, and according to the Chavis Das, for 2 or 3 days a month, and therefore... it can't be that the Paisim didn't mention it. Therefore, he wants to say that it's tafel to the goof, almost like a watch, just like a beged, wants to be misadid. However, most of the Paisim would say are machmer with this, and therefore, a woman lechatzchila should refrain, like Ramesha says. Sif Yud talks about another klal, and that is avonim gedoy leshemitzadin esenkim in Moishiv. It says if you want to make for yourself a toilet, even though we allow you to do their avonans for Kavad Abriyas, however, to make this toilet, the Mishnah Berurah says is not mutter. It's only the kaneach. They bring down avanim gedolos shemetzadan erisan kimin moishiv cholol. You make a seat v'yoshvin alev asadis makom yuchel beis akisei mutter letzadadon v'afakav debin in arayu lekazber avanim shem Kavad Abriyas. And Mishnah Berurah brings down that yeshayimim davkim avanim muchanim mikvar. Because if not, then we don't find that they mattered mukta except for kinuach. They didn't just matter mukta any time that you want to use the bathroom. For kinuach, we find that they mattered mukta. We don't find that taking mukta and preparing a chair that they mattered it. That is this gemara that they mattered it, and they only mattered it, he says, if it was mukhan from beforehand. If it wasn't mukhan from beforehand, then they didn't matter it. Now, even though it's the oil arai, they mattered the oil arai, and they didn't matter, but some of the mukta they didn't. La'alach la'maisa, the steam of the machaber is not to be machalik between this, and mashmois is in any case, and for the most part, I think very often the poiskim are meiko with regard to kavod abriyas with any derabanan, even though it's not so simple when it comes to malachashin etzricha l'gufas, it's not always mutter to do the rabbanon for Kavod Abrius. Mr. Brewer, we saw Shvus to Shvus from Kavod Abrius, didn't just matter regular Shvus. Over there, Taka was talking about Amlach Hashanit Rich Legufa. And therefore, it's not always so simple that any time, any, certainly the Kinuach, we know that they mattered, or case of toilet paper that we mentioned in the past, and these things. However, not everything that they mattered, not every Derabanan did they matter, and therefore, one should ask a competent authority if there's any question. However, I think the theme of the Mechaber over here is for any, and I think that's how the person bring down, if a person doesn't have a toilet and needs a toilet, it's also not like Kinuach. We're allowed to do Derabanan to help you get a toilet, to help somebody unplunge the toilet. That would also be fine, Letzerech Kavod Habrias. Mitz Hashem, we will be jumping to Shin Chav Beis tomorrow. Bezer Hashem is born.